It's time for Nugget and Al's Who the Hell Is That?
And Alani is back after a big win yesterday.
Oh, she smashed me yesterday. Hello, mate. How are you?
I'm so good.
Was it 8-2?
It was.
Yeah.
I was wondering why you had those numbers tattooed on your arm. It now makes sense.
So it's 31-26 at the state of play.
Oh, it's very close. So who the hell is that? Albie will play as a celebrity voice. If we can work out who it is without any help, we get 2 points. If we need one of Al's worrying bespoke clues, 1 point. Ladies first, as always.
Okay, first voice, Alani.
I don't care about bad headlines or someone having an opinion of me, but saying something that isn't true, that I wouldn't do, is something I do get upset about.
Is that Danny Minogue?
Danny Minogue.
I was definitely getting a Minogue vibe right out of the gate, but it wasn't plum in the mouth enough to
currently
be Kylie.
I guess you call them judges on the Masked Singer.
Didn't have Kylie's kind of rounded vowels of all those years
she's
living in London.
Yeah, she's lived in England.
Gotta
for
say,
a while.
Danny Minogue doesn't look any older
than you.
No,
she's not.
She doesn't look any older than like. You know, you look at her and think you could be just straight out of Young Talent Time.
I don't.
That's a stretch, yeah.
She's only young.
Are you saying she still looks like she's 17? Is that what you're saying this afternoon?
I'm saying she's looking very young.
Okay.
Yeah.
This whole thing is making me uncomfortable. Okay. And Alana's leaving.
Your first.
Let's continue on.
Your first voice, Nug. See how you go with this one.
It is action on the edge of your seat. But story, if you're a fan of the franchise, like you get questions answered. You get new questions that you develop. Like it's another foothold to the narrative, which that's the stuff that I love.
Lucky I could hear him because you can't see him. That's John Cena.
It is John Cena. Hasn't he got a deep voice?
He does. And that wasn't that like his wrestling thing, like you couldn't see him or something? I don't know what it was.
I was gonna say I don't know. I don't think.
Nah, I think that's like I know like half of the reference.
John Cena.
And I went for it.
Well done, guys.
Thanks very much.
Second voice.
Can I say John Cena has just not aged? No, I'm not gonna go down that
route. He hasn't either.
Since he was on Young Talent Time.
Second voice, Alani.
Catherine, my wife, got pregnant just before the pandemic struck, did the full pregnancy, and gave birth in a pandemic. And I'm telling you, man, that is not easy for any new moms who had to go through that and do that. It's tough.
That's Chris Pratt. Talking about Catherine Schwarzenegger, his wife, and that baby is the grandchild of Arnie.
Big Arnie.
Mm. And the child of, like, I mean,
a Kennedy.
Star-Lord and
There's a Kennedy reference in there somewhere as well, I think.
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
I think Maria Shriver is her mum, who is a Kennedy, isn't she?
A lot of star power either way.
Yeah, there's a lot of star. You've got Schwarzeneggers and Kennedys mixed up in there,
I think. I know is you don't want to offend your father-in-law.
No. Wow. No, that's a tough first handshake, I would imagine. Nice to meet you, sir.
Mm. 4 points to 2. Let's see how we go. Can you keep the perfect record, Nugget?
Of all the things that have changed and the work that's come in between, you know, when we were together doing the show this time around, it just felt like the old show.
I'm going to sing my answer because it's still one of the funniest songs I've ever heard in my life. David Duchovny, why don't you love me? Who that song?
Is that X-Files?
There was a song about David Duchovny.
Yeah, there's a song. Do yourself a favour this afternoon, Hot Family. I might have just been called David Duchovny, but it actually went, the chorus went, David Duchovny, why don't you love me? You'll kiss and you'll hug me. I'm going to kill Scully. Sung by this lady. It was a very funny song.
Gee.
David Duchovny of X-Files fame.
All right, 4 points each.
Bonus round.
You love the bonus round. And ironically enough, today actually is a tiebreaker.
So let's see how you go. If we're no good on this one, I do have a standby bonus round as well.
Let's not make this go any longer.
Who is this?
So there's a history
Alana.
In my family. I had
it's not. Knowing that you don't know at all.
To be fair, she only said 4 words.
I can't hear the rest of it and I buzzed in really early. I'm just going to go ahead and say, is it Anna Kendrick?
Anna Kendrick.
No. Bugger.
I'll play the rest.
So
there's a history in my family. I had a great-grandmother who was blind but could see spirits. And so I have stuff in that in my family of either it's legitimate or people think that we are psychic.
It does sound like Anna Kendrick though, doesn't it? I have literally no idea who
the
person
idea.
Is.
No idea? No one. Okay.
All right, so we're moving to the next bonus round question.
Apparently. I'll tell you who it was. Megan Fox, that was.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
Okay.
I don't think she is.
Let's go for an easier one.
Well, of course, it's not a nice thing to hear.
Is that Scary Spice?
I'll do it. I'll say her real name.
It's Melanie Chisholm.
It's you've got the wrong one.
It's Mel B.
Is Scary Spice not enough? How is Scary Spice not enough?
Mel B, what I had down, but yeah, you're probably right. And that makes it 6 points to four to Alani.
Little Lanzi, win after win.
Sorry if they're screaming when I didn't get my name in.
No, that's okay. That's you responding like an adult would in a game that has literally no stakes.
You still hold the lead though, Nug, 35-32.
I'm very excited about it.
And your strong game coming up tomorrow. It's What's My Line.
See you then.
See ya.